Agencies have been under orders to reduce their data center count ever since, so the Reagan administration. In recent months, they've actually made progress. They've reported closing more than 4,000. Joining me with details, Dave Powner, Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Dave, good to have you back.
Good to be back, Tom.
What's it like to have a job with infinite job security, looking at government IT management issues?
Well, you know, clearly a lot of good issues here. I think the data center topic today, there's been some good progress, you know, over the last several years from certain agencies. And what we really need to see is more consistent progress across all the agencies.
Yes, you've reported 4,388 closed already, with plans to close another nearly 5,600. But a couple of agencies are really doing most of this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when you look at the closures, you got departments like Department of Agriculture, DOD, Treasury. There's actually been five agencies that have closed over 50% of their centers to date, and that's Ag, Treasury, Justice, GSA, and NASA. So that's really good progress coming from those five agencies on the closures. There's about another 1,200 data centers planned to be closed through 2019. But as you stated, you know, 4,400 to date has been decent progress.
Now, given that large number, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 yet to close, it seems like they must have been shrinking the definition in terms of square footage or capabilities of what constitutes a data center.
Yeah, we've been all over the board on what constitutes. At one time, large facilities were data centers, and then, you know, back in the Steve Van Roekel days, he made small centers and closets, you know, data centers with a new definition. And there was some value in that because it actually addressed a lot of security issues on things we didn't know what were in those closets. Now we're back to this tiered, non-tiered. Basically, tiered centers are large ones, non-tiered are smaller. And the good thing about the data center area is we have good metrics here. So like on the large centers, you know, there's a goal to close 25% of your tiered centers and 60% of your non-tiered. And, you know, the metrics are really good to see where agencies are at in these closures.
Review for us what is meant by a large data center. Is it in terms of square feet or in terms of, say, number of processors?
Typically, when you have like backup power supplies and it's typically your larger centers, that's really the definition of the tiered to date. So the non-tiered are your smaller ones where you don't have, you know, backup power supplies and those types of things. I think the key is when you look at the targets, you mean there's targets, not to say that this, you know, it's always perfect with each agency, but to close a quarter of your large ones and over 50% of your small centers. That's kind of where we're at now with the recent OMB guidance that followed FITARA.
Closure is one half of the equation, but what happens to the computing that was being done in those centers? Do you have a good view into how well that was carried over somewhere else?
Clearly, when you start looking at the computing there and you start looking at the utilization of what we have, the nice thing about this data center and the progression is, you know, we're focused on closures and we're focused on cost savings. The next thing you really want to focus a lot on is optimizing and, you know, are we utilizing our servers to the extent possible? Is our power usage efficient, that type of thing? So that's where this, and we have a report coming out later this summer that will dive deeper into those optimization metrics too. So there's different ways to look at it. You want to close, you want to save, but at the end of the day, you really want efficient centers where we're utilizing the square footage and we're utilizing the equipment within those centers.
And you mentioned earlier that those small centers that might have been closets, so to speak, elaborate on the security issues there. Is it simply that those could be unregulated or unwatched types of places where cybersecurity things could creep in?
Absolutely. So like, you know, we went to this definition, now we got the tiered, non-tiered, but when we had this definition that was much smaller square footage, agriculture is a good example. There were a lot of these closets with a server or two in them spread all over the country at these agricultural offices. And the interesting thing there, when you looked at what they did to close a lot of these and shut down a lot of these servers, folks didn't really know exactly what was on certain servers. And that poses some real security threats. So I do think the definition, when we shrunk it, there was a big debate whether that was the right thing to do or not. But we're hearing a lot of good things from a security perspective. And now we're back to being more focused on those larger centers and really making sure that they're optimized.
We're speaking with Dave Powner, Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And you said you mentioned five agencies that are really on top of this. What are some of the laggards and what are you seeing there?
Well, if you look at a couple agencies that really stand out, and the data really speaks for itself, Tom. If you look at, like, for instance, the tiered centers, your large centers, and there's agencies, they actually projected where they were going to be at the end of 2018. That's when FITAR sunsets on data centers. So, for instance, the goal, again, on closing your larger tiered centers is 25%. So VA is only planning to close about 8% of their large centers, transportation only about 4%. So you could look at what the data shows there. You know, those are some agencies that we need to take a closer look at on whether there's opportunities to close more. And actually, when you look at it, you look at their optimization metrics, they're nowhere close to meeting the optimization metrics. So the bottom line is, yes, there's a greater opportunity to close more at those departments.
And for those that have closed departments and optimized the ones, the centers that they do have, what about, has cloud computing played a role in their ability to do that?
Yes, definitely. I think the there's certain agencies that are going more to the cloud. You know, interestingly, HUD and education have no agency-owned data centers right now. They completely outsource or have gone to the cloud at those two locations, and I think you'll probably be seeing more of that. If you project ahead to, Tom, to like 2018 and where these agencies say they're going to be at on optimizing, there's about a third of the agencies, based on self-reported information, that are reporting that they're going to have somewhat efficient data centers, but there's two-thirds that are telling us that they're not. And the question becomes, should they be in the business of running data centers, or should we look at more outsourcing and going towards cloud solutions?
I guess for many of them, and maybe this was the case for HUD a while ago that is now in the cloud, they can't move to the cloud until they modernize some of their applications because they don't translate well to the cloud, some of these ancient systems that they have. So could the progress at the agencies that have had progress indicate optimization of the applications on the front end of all of this?
Yeah, I think, Tom, that's a good point. I think it does go hand in hand. It's not just, you know, infrastructure, you know, as a service and our clouds, you know, solutions for infrastructure, but you got to look at the applications and infrastructure hand in hand. But I do think there's some great opportunities. The other thing I think to point out is the focus and attention that we currently have on the old legacy systems and applications and the MGT Act that is currently in the works in Congress and everything. I think this will all help not only from a data center perspective, but also modernizing those applications.
So what were your major recommendations then for this report?
Well, we had a couple recommendations to OMB. One of the things that was interesting is, there were these plans that were due that basically agencies, you know, report on their savings to date and out-year savings and how they're proceeding against that, as well as how they're proceeding against the optimization metrics. And some of those plans were incomplete. Many of them actually were. There were seven agencies that had complete plans. So we called for OMB to really get on top of those plans and ensure that there's 17 agencies that need to complete those plans. And so we also made associated recommendations to those agencies too. The other thing is we've always had this issue, Tom, through the years on data centers on, you know, what are the real savings amounts? And sometimes agencies, what they report to us and report to OMB through OMB's varying reporting mechanisms is different. And we continue to have some inconsistencies in the reporting of the savings. And we also made some recommendations to ensure that those savings numbers are more in line. And again, I think that's really important as you start looking at the MGT Act. And if that does go through with the working capital funds, which allows for a reinvestment of your savings, we want to get those savings, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of where they should be and make sure that they're consistent across the board so that we can reinvest those needs for the government.
Yeah, you really answered my next question, because the other thing to fold into this is that idea of revolving funds. And if you can't agree on the numbers, then that whole concept doesn't really work very well.
Absolutely. It makes this focus on, you know, we've done a good job on closures, Tom, really, when you step back from this. I think there's more savings on the table. And also, too, we need to make sure that those savings are as accurate as we can so we can really go after them. And I do think the shoring up of the savings with the optimization metrics should tighten up the reporting there. And also, too, I think agencies should be more incentivized to save, knowing that, you know, hopefully this the working capital fund concept will go through with the reinvestment.
Dave Pounder is Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to his report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.